To comply with the Food Safety Modernization Act, inspectors could be visiting the large farms this year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Abby Kulkarni is Assistant Technical Director for the California Walnut Board and Commission. He reminds all farms to have someone get trained.
That training that give you pointers of what you need to have ready for the inspection. So it'll be simple things like having a good agricultural program for your ranch, training your on staff, on-site employees on food safety, doing your water testing and things like basic things which most growers are probably doing already. Just a question of documenting it.
Again, everything in food safety must be documented.
And so from what CDFA has told us, the earliest inspection could begin in spring of 2020, as you mentioned. When they show up, these are the things that they will be asking for, is the training certificate, your water testing, your employee training records.
Ann Kulkarni commented on the fact that glyphosate got backing for EPA registration and no listing on the Prop 65 list.
Exactly, absolutely. That's very good news because we have always been arguing against a blanket ban on glyphosate because we talked about resorting to science-based facts. And thankfully, EPA listened to the industries and they backed us and they said that glyphosate is okay to use and they're further not requiring Prop 65 labels on any glyphosate products, which is fantastic news because until now, California is requiring that label on any commodity with glyphosate. So that going forward, that would not be a requirement.
For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.